Good morning, 8:51.
All right, attention, husbands and boyfriends and wives and girlfriends. Tuesday is Valentine's Day. Not just a reminder here to do something, it's also a reminder to pay attention to what you do. Joining us live is WTOP Garden Editor Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior. Of course, Mike, a lot of folks go out and get flowers, but flowers have specific meanings depending on the color and the type of flower, don't they?
They have very specific meanings, and if you're unlucky enough to give, say, you know, one of those deep red velvety roses to your girlfriend on Valentine's Day, and she knows the floral code, that secret Victorian language when they couldn't speak about those desires, instead of saying passionate love, your roses mean you're bashfully ashamed. Which may be true, but I don't think you want to advertise it.
No way. No way. But yes. Actually, your reason for not wanting to go for roses, because you're a cheapskate. There is, however, in your suggestion, a good idea, because what you recommend is actually quite beautiful and less expensive.
And very appropriate for the season. Apparently, in these Victorian times, when you could only communicate with these clandestine clues, tulips were the flower that lovers were sneaking back and forth. If you give your honey pink tulips, that's a straightforward declaration, I love you. Yellow tulips signify you are hopelessly head over heels in love. And red tulips stand for the perfect love.
Wow.
And, you know, you can get tulips in two ways around Valentine's Day. You can get them as cut flowers, but you also see them growing out of soil with the bulbs still underground. And I'm going to post online a couple of tricks. After Valentine's Day, you can feed and take care of the greenery, replant those bulbs in the fall, and with any luck, they'll come up every year thereafter.
Do you know how much they cost?
In the drugstore, in the supermarket, a pot of tulips is like $5. You go away smiling.
Mike, what about yellow roses or pink roses, other colors of roses?
Yellow could be the worst, man. Yellow is that line you dreaded in high school. Let's just be friends, okay? So I think that's a negative investment.
Yeah, I think you're
right. You do that. And a peach-colored rose is sympathy, which, you know, her friends may have for her. But again, why are you bringing this up in public?
All right. He's the love doctor this morning. Our WTOP garden editor, Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior with a couple of great Valentine's ideas. Thanks, Mike.
It's 8:54.